Welcome to the Adonis Index podcast. I'm John Barman, and with me is Herman Douglas, or I guess we could... Woody's Herman or Herm?
Herman, or Herm, it doesn't matter. Most of my friends call me Herm. It's formal, it's Herman.
All right. And Herm came in third place in our open contest. If you're listening on iTunes, head over to Adonis Index and check out his picks. I was mentioning just before we started the recording that I think Herm's one of the most muscular guys we've had on the system. And this is kind of the muscle mass that I think a lot of guys wish they could have. And your arms are really impressive in your rear double bicep shot. That's one of the best shots I've seen like that. So good for you. Does anyone teach you how to pose there, or are you just winging it?
I was just winging it. My nephew was taking some shots of me, and I actually thought posing was one of the hardest things to actually do. I never did it before.
Okay, talk about that. You just didn't know if you were hitting the poses correctly, or just in general?
In general, just the how you would have to breathe, just to hold the pose was like a workout. Just trying to get the right shot and the right angles, just how you were constricting your muscles for a long period of time. It was actually tiring. So I mean, the next time that I do that, I would definitely prepare a lot more. It was my first time I ever did it. I took those shots. That was the first time I ever... actually did poses like that and took shots.
Yeah, it's surprising, eh? When you first do them, it's more of a workout than people think, that's for sure. It's kind of, if you're not careful, you can pull muscles too. I know guys have done that, and it takes time to, you got to use a mirror to learn, right? Like to learn what it looks like, and then, because it's just, there's little subtle twists here and there that make it look better or not. So yeah, you're right, it does take time to figure it out.
Definitely.
Okay, so all right. So then, why don't you give us a bit of a history of how you found out, found our program? And I know you have a link with Blair Baxter. So just talk us through how you ended up on our system and then in the contest.
Like Blair Baxter is a real dear friend of mine. We know each other for like 15 years in college, mm-hmm. And we always work out together and things and such. I always go to him for some type of pointers in regards to how to take my body to the next level. And it used to be all about functional training, as you know, interval training and things and such like that, and just eating properly just to get the look that you want in regards to having 6 meals a day. But then he came to me with a totally different style. He said, "Hey, I'd like you to check out this program." And he said, "Can you imagine yourself being lighter than what you actually are?" And I was like, "Yeah, I could be lighter, maybe like 5 to 10 pounds lighter." But he was like, "No, how about 30? 40 pounds, like coming down to like 165 pounds. Like, when he said that to me, I thought he was actually cussing. Like, it was as if he was cussing me out and cussing my mom out at the same time.
So you were in no position to hear about being lighter. How heavy were, when he mentioned this to you, how heavy were you at that moment?
He basically got me at a moment that I was weak in my philosophy. I was at 210 pounds. I'm only 5'9". But I was happy with that because I just thought I was, big and strong, basically. And I looked great in clothes. Mm-hmm. And at my son, at my daughter's birthday party, I had friends around, and I was actually talking about how to be in shape and things and such. And then my nephew said, "Well, how big do you think you are? You think you're like more cutter, are you more cut than I am?" I said, "I don't know, you check myself off." I took off my shirt, started like flexing a little bit, and then he made a comment. He said, "Uncle Herter, you have a muffin top." And I was like, "What?"
So you're getting ripped on by kids.
No, he's not a kid. He's actually 25.
Oh, okay.
I actually introduced him to working out. And he's ripped to shreds right now. So he was actually looking at my protege, telling me that I have a muscle top. So my ego was shattered for a second there. And I'm like, "Hey, what are you talking about?" So after he left, I had my wife take a picture of me because I never actually looked at my back before. Every time I would pose, I would look in the you see a front profile of yourself. And I was actually happy with that, but then I discovered that all of my fat, basically, well, a lot of my fat was concentrated on my back. And I didn't know it. You don't see it.
It was hiding from you.
It was hiding from me. And like Blair was saying, when you get in front of a mirror, most likely you're going to hold in your stomach. Mm-hmm. and that's what I would do. So it's kind of like, you ever see one of those photographs that has a man standing in front of a mirror and he looks like he's extremely fit, but in actuality, he's fat.
Yeah, yeah, the mirror it sends back a false reflection. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So that's what I was. It wasn't bad, basically, but in my mind, it wasn't what I wanted to. It was never, when I saw that picture, it made me realize I am not what I think I am.
Right. So at that point, you realize the gig's up, and it's been more of your mind kind of seeing what it wants to see versus what's there.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I thought I had, my ego was inflated. I was a pharmaceutical self before I sold a weight loss product. And I thought I knew a lot about health. I was a personal trainer for a period of time on a part-time basis as I was still a teacher. And it was just like I thought I knew a lot about
Okay,
that.
So then... Okay, so then your experience, you build a lot of muscle. Your nephew puts you in your place, and then Blair mentions, and then Blair's essentially another shot to your ego, the concept of being lighter. And then at what point do you're like, okay, let's try this?
Well, it was after that, because I've been actually hitting the weights pretty hard since ninth grade, and I'm 37 years old right now. Mm-hmm. And eating, you know, an exuberant amount of calories, just thinking that just to keep my weight up, I never wanted to go underneath 200 pounds, you know, that was just not enough for me.
That's funny, you and I are the same age, and I'm, how tall are you?
5'9".
5'9"? Yeah, and I'm what, 3 inches taller than you, and you and I both had this in our head that we can't be lower than 200 pounds, like what makes us think that, but anyways...
Yeah, that was the weight, man. I couldn't wait to get to be like 200 pounds. I didn't get to become 200 pounds until I got to college. I was excited.
Yeah, oh yeah, me too. That was it. And then all this time goes by and we realize it was too much. So, okay, so do you join the contest and join the whole community with Blair? Like, how does that come around? Did he talk you into the contest? Because it's one thing to say try to be lighter. It's another thing to compete in the contest.
Right. What he said to me was, why don't you get in the contest? And I didn't know I was going to be in the open. What actually occurred was I dropped a lot of weight within my first two weeks before the actually sent the pictures in. So I was at 210, and when I entered the contest, when I entered the contest, I was at 195. Mm-hmm. So basically, it was two different picks.
Yeah. And then, so you'd already started on your way down before you even entered, and that's fine because Blair even mentioned the same thing. Like his transformation picks aren't even as big as his real transformation because he started months before the contest.
Right. Definitely. And. I kind of wish that I used those pictures first, but it was too late because I started before the transformation.
Do you have pictures like from before the contest?
Actually, I didn't take those pictures because I didn't really believe. You know, like I was just toying around with the whole philosophy. I said, okay, let me just try it and let me see what it looks like. But when I lost that weight so fast, and I saw the result. It changed the paradigm in my mind. You know, it was just like, okay, Blair was on to something. Because I wasn't even really involved in the forum. Like, he would tell me to get on the forum and things like that. I purchased the program, but I wasn't involved in the forum. We'd be talking to each other about what we have to do and how we need to tweak our diet and just maintain the caloric intake that we had. And I came in. I came in at 1,000 calories a day, basically, and I did that for approximately 2 months.
And what did you think that was crazy at the time, or did you just kind of?
It wasn't crazy at first. It was actually easy at first because I'm pretty disciplined with my diet and regards to eating salads and things and such. That wasn't the hard part. It just seemed like the more lean that I became, the harder it became. Like, I had to actually go up.
And that's exactly what we expect to see, by the way. We're actually – I'm glad you said that. So as you got leaner, the amount of calories you restricted, you just wasn't as, you couldn't go as low. You had to start bringing your calories up to maintenance, right?
Well, I had to bring up the maintenance. First, I came up to 1,200, and then I still was, I was starving, and my body wasn't repairing itself, especially when I was when I went through the RAGE program. When I went through RAGE, I was like, oh my God, I couldn't heal. I just felt awful.
Okay, so then you were spending more time eating at maintenance, and maybe just like how did you do that towards the end? How did you structure that?
Basically, I just started just to eat up a little bit more. I went up to 1,200, and then that wasn't enough. And then I went to my break, I came up to 1,500, and that wasn't enough. So when I got up to 1,800 calories, that's when things started kicking for me, and I found my sweet spot. It's like you have to play with your caloric intake just to see exactly what your body can respond to. It was like I was a mad scientist on myself.
Mm. Well, and that's how these things go. So that was your 1,800-ish was your sweet spot for being able to put in a hard workout and still take a bit of fat off.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. That's good for people to hear that it does work that way. By the way, we're coming out with a new diet system program. I don't even know what you want to call it. We're coming out with a pattern on how to diet, and that's exactly what we see. It's called the reverse taper, and in January we're going to be launching it. But anyways, the point is exactly what you said. As you get leaner, the calories have to come up to keep going. So when you're really big, like if you have 70 or 80 pounds to lose, you can keep the calories really low. But when you get to the end, it comes up. So what you experienced is exactly what we expected. So in your after picks, I mean, you still look huge. What are you surprised at the body weight you ended up at?
Yes, I was actually surprised. I came down, the best that I ever looked up, I came at 175 pounds. Mm-hmm. And when I came up to maintenance a little bit, actually when I sent those last pictures in, I believe I was at 175. But the thing that you eat, you can tell the difference in how you look. When I was doing more of the rice, I would get a more bloated look. But then I would just do more salad, and I would just become a little bit, a lot thinner. It's, unique in regards to how foods could actually work. And you could be at the same weight. That was kind of cool, too.
Were you surprised that would work that way, where you could actually tell a difference in your look? Had you ever seen that before?
I've never seen it before. I never in my life was able to pinpoint things down to the food that I ate. It was so cool. You could actually feel the difference in the way that you look by what you ate.
Well, and that's the difference of being lean enough to actually see it. Because when we're carrying extra 20 pounds of fat, you're just you can't see it. You can't tell that one food does that to you.
Exactly. And it was amazing, man. I'm hooked.
Great. Oh, okay. That's good to hear. So what program did you use going through here? Just the 3.0, the main system?
I just use the main system. That's all I use is the main system. I like to run a lot. Uh-huh. I like to do things that deal with cardiovascularly, just keep myself up. But RAGE in the program was pretty good. Sometimes I would just cut the rest periods to actually give you that cardiovascular burn sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great, man. Y'all did a great job just putting that whole entire program together. That was well thought out.
Oh, man, well, thanks. I appreciate it. So how much extra cardio did you add? So you did the main program. You went through RAGE. You said you like to run. Did you add that in, or did you just stick with the weight with the program? I mean, because it's tough to do with – how much extra work did you do eating such low calories?
I was basically, between my rest period at the end, I was basically doing interval training with it. I was doing a treadmill and – bring up something 8 miles per hour and run for that rest period and then hit the weight. I know sometimes that took off my power to be able to hit some of the goals that I wanted to hit. But in my mind, when you're when you always have done cardio in some type of way, you kind of get hit, like hooked to that type of burn.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that in at the end. I couldn't do it I only could do the cardio when I started to eat up to BMR.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. And then how many days a week would you add that?
I would try to do at least 3 days a week.
Oh, okay. All right. So, but okay, and it was totally dependent on how much food you eat. And that's normal too. Like there's only so much you can do on that low of calorie. You have to, one of the two things has to give, right? The cardio has to go or more calories have to come back.
Exactly. You can't, I tried to do both before, but it was just too much. I could not heal or recuperate fast enough.
And then the next workout's shot, right?
The next workout will be horrific. It was like, why am I even doing this to myself?
Well, that's good that you found your sweet spot and you recognized it, and that's part of how this works. Because we don't try to give an exact calorie recommendation, or at least before we didn't. We will be giving more exact kind of taper here, because now we know that this is happening to people. As the leaner they get, the deficit just can't be as much. So, and your story just reconfirms what our research is telling us. So that's pretty interesting. So, all right. So then, what would you? So what did you think when you saw your final pictures? Like when you're looking through and see how you it turned out on the end?
I was amazed, but it's kind of hard when you're already needed to be lean. It's kind of hard to take yourself to another aspect of a definition unless you drop maybe another 10 pounds. So in my mind, when I was looking at my pictures, I'm like, okay, this was pretty good, but I think if I come down 10 more pounds, I might look even more incredible. That's what I think.
So you think in the end, you think you could actually go all the way to 165 to get like totally shredded?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, that would be interesting. Are you going to try that?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to get down to 165 pounds. So it's going to require way more discipline, and I probably won't be able to eat up to BMR. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, are you looking? So, all right. So, is this you? Are you thinking of level two then in April?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. That'll be interesting. This is gonna be a good one in April. There's gonna be, I mean, I don't know who's all gonna be in, but it sounds like it's gonna be a good field. I think in January I'm gonna announce everyone who's actually qualified. But I mean, by being in the open, by placing in the open, you already qualify for level two. But I think it's gonna be a good one. All right, so let's, what do you got for, so this was a paradigm shift for you. Was the permission to be light thing, I don't know if you heard us say anything about that, just the concept of being lighter, like that, now obviously that's not a shock to you anymore?
No, it's not a shock to me, but it was a shock to a lot of people that saw me. You go from being, you know, a person that was carrying this excess weight. So people actually noticed it, that were around you. People didn't see you for a while, and then they saw the transformation. They could see the difference.
Hmm. Did you go down in, like, clothing size, too? Like,
yes, I went down. I was wearing a 36 waist. Then I came all the way down. Right now I'm wearing a 33, but actually that's even too big. But I didn't want to go get another wardrobe because I wouldn't bought When I came down, I got a whole new wardrobe. So now my mind like, okay, I'm going to come down. So when I get down to 165, then I'm just going to spot everything that I need to stay at that.
Right, so you're just holding off on all the new clothes, yeah.
Right, but I need them. I definitely need them.
Yeah, well, that's what happened, right? And so tell me that. So do you like this look better and the way it feels?
I like how I feel, but I like how agile I am. I feel like I'm Spider-Man, basically. I would consider myself going from being like an Incredible Hulk to a Spider-Man.
and then moving forward, are you going to want to stay like this? Or do you think you'll ever creep back into wanting to be heavier?
No, because when I look at my family, my father has congestive heart failure. Mm. So in the back of my mind, I know because when I was in pharmaceutical sales, I know what the BMI chart says, but I used to reject it, and so many other individuals used to reject it and say things such as, You know, that wasn't made for someone with an athletic build, or that wasn't made for minorities that have a different type of body shape. Just all kinds of excuses, basically.
Right, yeah.
That made so much sense to me at that period of time, but I just want to live healthy, man, and I know that fat kills, period. So when you really realize that fat kills, it's like, okay, I'm really getting as lean as possible so I can extend my lifespan, hopefully. You know, my knees will constantly hurt, my back will constantly hurt, because I was in a car accident before, I had arthroscopic surgery because of a wrestling injury and things and such, but I feel much better. Like, the elements don't go away, but they don't impact me like they used to impact me when I had all that weight with my body.
It makes a difference, and until you get rid of some of that weight, you don't realize what it... Then you look back and again, man, it did kind of suck being that heavy. It didn't feel good.
Right. Like, when I run now, like, I can feel the speed. I'm just faster.
I know, and that's one thing... I mean, it's one thing for you and I to, like, kind of talk about what it was like to be over 200 pounds, and I know the younger guys listening who might not want to accept the fact that it, like, you and I would counsel somebody younger, like, don't, it's not worth trying to be that heavy, because it, when we look back, we're like, man, what a waste of time we spent being that heavy for no reason, it hurts and all that. And the younger guys, I just wish anybody who's thinking they need to be, you know, unless you're 6'2" or 6'3" and you're like an NFL caliber size, like, you know, unless you're built like Tebow, you're not supposed to be over 200 pounds. It's just not what you're going to be. And that number's just got to go. Like, guys got to accept the fact that it looks better and it's healthier to be, like you said, in the normal BMI range for your height. I mean, we can make all the excuses in the world, say we're athletic, but if you look at my pictures and then look at Herm's pictures, and, you know, we're in the normal BMI range for our heights, and that's, you know, I don't think we look small. So I don't know what people expect, like, to how heavy and how huge they expect to be, but it's a real problem for guys, is this concept of needing to be heavier, because guys can spend, and I talked to Blair about it too, guys can spend a lot of their life heavy for no reason, and they spend good years of their life heavy for no reason.
Definitely. And then I think that, like, we look at people with their clothes on and things such, they look great. But for me, it's kind of like, I wish I could walk around, as Blair always says, look better naked. Like, that's the whole entire philosophy, look better naked. And I look better naked. Right now, when I look in the mirror, I'm like, wow, everything looks fantastic. You know, so it's kind of like when I put clothes on, it's kind of like I don't even want to wear clothes. Because when you wear clothes, it covers up the masterpiece. You know? Like, I feel like I'm almost a masterpiece. When I get down to 165 pounds. I don't know. I probably would look incredible.
Now I'm
my own
horn. Man, yeah. Well, I know, and you've got the shape. I mean, it's just going to keep getting better. And that's what I like what you said there. The idea that the clothes hide it, and it kind of does. And this is the mental struggle guys have. Like you said earlier, when you were big, you looked, you know, you in clothes, you took up a lot of space, and you look big in clothes, but when the shirt comes off, your nephew's telling you got a muffin top and all this stuff, and then now that you're in really good shape and you're getting leaner and the shape is there and your index is way better, when you put a shirt on, it's kind of like you lose some of that impact, sort of. And like you said, you are kind of hiding the masterpiece, but that's kind of what guys have to learn to understand, is that under your clothes is what matters. And that's also why I think guys have to learn to dress to show off what they have. And a lot of guys never grow up learning that, like the idea that it's not about just having an extra large shirt and having the arms tight. It's about wearing stuff that shows off what you have at any size, right? So that's another thing we need to relearn, is like how to dress ourselves to show off what we have.
Exactly. It's like, this is redressing. You just said it's best. It's just redressing yourself and finding the clothes that complement what you look like. And for me, like, I know that I probably will have to get more, like, I used to wear custom-made clothes a while back when I was in sales and things and such. But I'm going to have to go back to that to actually find clothes that fit me appropriately And that's okay, because then I wear that. That's going to be the clue that complement everything. That's going to make everything look incredible.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's like you gotta get tailored suits. You gotta get you might even need tailored T-shirts. Like it's even T-shirts aren't really built for people with a really good index, because it whatever fits the shoulder ends up kind of all bubbly around the waist. So it's Kadhafi and a few of the guys in the forum did some really interesting stuff where they took three or four pictures in a row of themselves in like an extra large, a large, medium, and small T-shirt, and just the more form fitting shirt just looks bigger and better. So it's the same concept as the leaner you are, the bigger you look. It's almost like the shirt has to come down in size to look better, and the fat mass has to come down in size to look better. So it's there's a phase there where you feel like you're just getting small, and then when you really start seeing the muscle definition, all of a sudden you look and feel big again.
Right. It messes with your head. Psychologically, it does mess with you. Because I went from wearing an extra large T-shirt, you know, a regular white V-neck T-shirt, but then I'm down to like a small T-shirt. And just when you look at the extra large T-shirt, which you used to wear, right to wear basically 3 months ago, and now I'm down to a small T-shirt.
Yeah, well, I used to be that way too, and I'm down, depending on the brand, I'm anywhere between a medium or a small, and maybe there's a couple brands that where I might still fit a large, but it's mostly just for workout stuff. But anything I wear socially, medium's as big as I can go. And that's just, you know, but there's anything else just looks silly. It looks like I borrowed it from my older brother. And it's, yeah, but then you, I don't know, then you look, but you look better that way. It's, I don't know, I think guys in general don't get that part. Like, they work out and do all this effort in the gym, and then they go out and don't know how to dress, so.
It's kind of amazing. Even, like, when you try to share the philosophy, people look at you like you're crazy.
Have you run into that, like, trying to talk to people about it?
Oh, my God. They look at me like I'm a fruitcake sometimes. Like, what are you talking about? What? And then you have to remember that you felt the same way, that they're feeling. So it's kind of like you're on a mission to be like, okay, what? The only thing that gets them is to actually see the difference is the transformation, the before and after pictures. You know, that is the automatic. That's what wins everybody over. Like, okay,
that's where
what are you doing again?
Yeah. That's where it sounds like you got enough. That's weird, eh? They just won't listen to you until they see it, and then they still probably put up a bit of a fight, right? Like, I've had some people think that they've photoshopped their before and afters, like that it
right.
wasn't them. And I'm like, why would anyone? And like, but their friends, their own friends, think they're lying to them, and I'm just like, that's ridiculous.
Right, and you hear all kind of compliments, and you really start to understand that people are sick, that people really want to be heavy. And they can't, it's like the whole programming that the world has on to actually consume so much food and be large is okay. Like, it's just...
The whole accepting your natural size, they only say that for people who are bigger. Thin people never say that, so it's kind of, I don't know, it's just a different way of thinking about things. So, all right.
Cool.
So,
or they look at you as you're just different. Like, for me, like, I wanted to actually prove to other people, because everyone looks at me like, okay, you was already sick. But when you drop 35 pounds, there's no excuse. Like, what can anyone else say to you? Listen, I was already full. People look at me as being sick. But I took it down. I took it down 35 pounds. So why can't you? It's just harder for someone that is thin, in my opinion, to really be this more weight.
Hmm.
First.
All right. So then, okay. So where? Let's wrap this up then, and let's get your take home message. I guess your ahas, like anything that you was like a breakthrough sort of moment for you, and then what's your advice you'd give for other guys like you and me at our age and they've been training for a while and just carrying around too much weight.
I think the aha moment for me was when I really gave myself permission to be light. That's when everything clicks. Like, when you reject the philosophy, okay, I have to be 200 pounds to be considered a masculine man.
Mm.
So that, when I accepted the fact that, okay, it's a possibility that I will be 165 pounds, and that's okay, and I will look great. That was my aha moment first.
Hmm. And then your advice to other guys who are gonna want to get in shape but are just floundering right now and aren't getting there.
My advice is you're gonna have a lot of dream stealers that people want to say things to you like you look like you're getting too skinny or I like when you were heavier and things stuff like that. Don't listen to that because if they're looking at the whole body that they're familiar with and they really haven't seen the body that you see before you get to the shower. So they don't know that they don't know. So make sure that you realize that you can't listen to them because a lot of individuals will basically say that they thought that you look better at a certain weight, but you know the truth because you know what you look like. Only you really know what you look like, but me. So...
Yes. So forget everyone else's opinion and go by what you see.
Exactly. Go by what you see because everything, trust me, everything looks better when you're down and weak. Everything does. And your muscular, oh my God. Like I look at myself sometimes, I'm like, wow. when is the last time you looked at yourself and said, wow?
Right, exactly. And if you haven't done that recently, then it's time to get on the program. All right.
Exactly.
All right, well, that's a good one. Let's leave it there.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for being on the call, and congratulations on your placing. So for Herm Douglas, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Adonis Index podcast.